7b1. Okay, we're in Zayin Amid Beis.
Gufa.
It's an interesting Gemara and practical Gemara a little bit. Okay, Gufa, it said in the Gemara before, Amid Rav Nachman said, Amali bar Huna bar Nosson, Rav Huna bar Nosson said to me, Minayin lebirchus chsanim basarim. How do we know? Okay, guys.
Sorry.
How do we know that if you want to do a chuppah, which is called birchus chsanim, that you need a minion? Where do we know that you need a minion? Shenamer, because it says by Boyaz, this is the Gemara quoted before. Vayikach asar anoshim mezikna yair. He took 10 people from the elder. Don't forget your books there.
Huh? Not leaving, am I?
Oh, no. Yeah, you really... No. The truth is, you're not allowed to stay for learning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Because you're not allowed to learn these days. Only the morning laws you can learn. You know the laws of morning in that book? Yeah.
That book?
Yeah.
You ever thought a rabbi would kick you out of his shoe?
Yeah, I know.
No, he's in the middle of the shoe. He's not allowed to learn. But Yikach HaSara HaNoshim Mizikna Yair. Bayas took 10 elders of the city, and he said, Shvu Pai, sit down over here. And he made the wedding with the Rus. That was why the reason of Rav Huna bar Nosson that Rav Nachman quoted. Rav Abu learns out from a different pasuk. It says, "Mehachav b'makelis barcha lekim Hashemim kar Yisrael." The pasuk in Tillim, in the assemblages, meaning when there's a makelis or kohol. Kohol is a community of 10. Barcha alekim. They'll bless Hashem, Mimkur Yisrael, from the womb of Yisrael. So the world is an interesting thing. The purpose of marriage is to have children, which come from the womb. And by this, Mimkur Yisrael, which means the womb, which is marriage, it says, Makeles. Yeah, you need a kohol. So this is how he learns from the pasuk in Tillim, that you need 10 people to make a minion for a chuppah.
Sorry. This is the book, and that's...
This is about prayer, Yastam.
But I don't shouldn't study this until after.
No, this you shouldn't study. This book you should read now.
Okay.
Thanks. So there's two sources. That means the Gemara knows a given rule, you need a minion for a chuppah. Birchus Hasanim. It's interesting, they bring down at the bottom, there's a machlekes in the Ga'enim. How about Kedushin? Does Birchus Kedushin also need a minion? In other words, Birchus Chsan, like we said, today under a chuppah, we do two halves. There's Edison and Nisuyin. Okay? Edison is Areyat Mekodesh Asli and the Brachas. You know, the rabbi
says...
The Kedushin. Edison and Kedushin are synonymous. The rabbi does the Bari Piyar Goffin and the Brach Shei Kachem Mitzvah. What the rabbi... it's called the officiating rabbi, right? Then, after the Bracha, the Chosin puts the ring on the Kala in front of two witnesses and says Areyat Mekodesh Asli. That's part one. And we learned already in the many times in the Gemara, in the time of the Gemara, that was done 12 months before the wedding. Okay, Kedushin. Then, for the husband and wife to live together, so you need to do Nisuyin. And that's what's called Birchus Chsanim. Okay? So Birchus Chsanim is the Sheva Brachas that you do under the Chuppah. That needs to be for sure with a minyan. Now, the Gemara doesn't talk about Birchus Edison. Does that also need a minion? So he brings out at the bottom, according to Rav Achoy Goin, the blessing of Zer Kedushin also pertains to the womb, and therefore you also need a minion. And the Bishmul Anogid, who is also one of the Rishonim, the Rosh brings down, disagrees. But today it doesn't matter, because today we do them both together, so the bottom line is you need a minion there. But there's two psukim, where we learn out that a wedding needs a minion. Rav Nachman holds, because it said by Boyaz, he took 10 people. And the other pasuk learns out from Pasuk Ketum about the womb that you need a kohol. Rav Nachman said, now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, I called Rav Abu, my daughter's bait. But Rav Nachman that learns it out from Boyaz, what does he learn out from the pasuk that Rav Abu learns that you need a minion? Because he learns it out from a different pasuk. So he says, I need it for a different thing. It says in the Braisa, Rav Meir used to say, when the Jews crossed the sea, So it says, Oz Yashim Meishivnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rameir says in the Braisa, how do we know that even the fetuses within the womb of the mother said praise to Hashem? So he calls this Pasuk. Baruch Hu Elokim Mimkar Yisrael, he learns it means when the babies were still in the makar, in the womb, still within the mother, they also said Shira Tashem. Shenema, how does he know? Because the Pasuk says, Makelas Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem Mimkar Yisrael. Who Baruch Hu Elokim, who blessed Hashem? Mimkar Yisrael, even the babies in the womb, in the makar, they also praise Hashem. So now the Gemara has to reverse. V'idach, so how does Rababul learn that the baby said Shira? If he uses this pasuk, teach me you need a minyan at a wedding, how does he learn that the baby said praise to Hashem? He says, Imkain, if it only means about weddings, Lemakra mi beten. The Torah should say beten, meaning, if the Torah only teaches us that the baby sang Shira, it should say mi beten, from the stomach. Why does it say the word makar in the womb, in the source? Because it wants to teach us that weddings is for the purpose of the womb. In other words, like this. The womb is made to create babies, which is the purpose of marriage. Okay? The fact that the baby is saying praise to Hashem, it doesn't have to say makar. The womb, it could say the stomach. Right? So the fact that the Torah doesn't use the word beten, it uses the word makar, teaches us two things. Number one, that you need a minyan. And number two, that the babies praised Hashem.
Could the same thing about beten also?
Huh?
Could say the same thing about beten.
No.
Why can't you
beten
say
beten doesn't refer to the purpose of having a baby. That's the makar. That applies more to the source of weddings.
How does the rabbi mean from makar?
Huh?
Derive,
no, because Mikar Yisrael, that even in the source, that they praised Hashem. But the fact that the Torah uses the word makar instead of beten teaches a second thing. That even a minyan, you need a minyan for a wedding.
You didn't say that all the measurements and all the numbers come halachim Moshav Sinai?
No, that's Shi'urim, but not Lamashul. It's a good point that you're making. But the Moshe, the Gemara asks, how do we know minyan is 10?
Eda, from Shia.
Yeah, but we don't say Halacha L'Moshav Sinai in that.
I remember last few weeks you said about Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply to the Goyim because the, all the measurements...
Well, it's Machoikis. All the Shiurim are Halacha L'Moshav Sinai.
Right.
But that's Shiurim. But not... This is... How do you know what the Torah says? V'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Or the word Eda, and the Gemara learned out that the word Eda means a minion. That's not Halacha L'Moshav Sinai, though. Huh?
This week's Parsha.
It says, because some of it is written in Aramaic.
Therefore what?
So things that we say in Aramaic, we have a minion.
What's in Aramaic?
The prophets,
they're in Hebrew. No, all the brachas are in Hebrew. The only thing that's in Aramaic is the ksuba, and the ksuba is just to make a break. Okay, but now the Gemara is reversed. Rababu, who learns out that you need a minyan by a wedding, from the pasuk Makelas, what does he do with the pasuk of Bayaz, that he took 10 elders? That pasuk then is we already know that you need a minyan. So he says, Ahumi Bayle le Midrash. It wasn't for the wedding. It was because there was a whole debate. The Mabayla Midrash, Ameni Vulei Amenis, Me'avi Vulei Me'avis. That's the interesting thing. The whole fight, I think we mentioned this last time, yeah? The whole fight between Bayez and the other guy, Pliny Ameni, why Pliny Ameni didn't want to marry Rus, because the Torah says, Le'yave Amen Umeyev Bekalashem. Le'yave Ameni Umeyavi. That's what it says, okay? It says, so even a convert, even a ged, from Ammon and Moav cannot marry a Jewish girl.
Until then, 10 generations?
Right.
But after 10, they can or
not? Yeah. No, Gamdar Asiri? No, ever.
It's not forever.
Forever.
It's forever?
Yeah. But they can marry a girl, they can marry somebody, they can marry Fa'amin Amayev. But by the way, that doesn't apply today, because when Cherev came, the Gemara says it was Bil Mavavo called.
Minimin,
there was a guy, it's a Tesis and Satan, Brachis, a few places. Minimin Ger Mitzri. Okay? So he wanted to become by Mitzri, he says Derech Shlishi.
Yeah.
Right? So he says, can I marry a Jewish girl? Because I'll marry you, the third generation. So Rabbi Kiva said he can marry you already because Bas and Cherev will build Kol Olam. So Cherev mixed the whole world up. So nobody is any more Amen, nobody's any more Mayav, that's nobody's Mitzvi anymore because he mixed everybody up. So then everybody comes in the majority. The bill today, if an Egyptian girl is Megayer, Kalocha, she can marry right away. A Mitzvi man, because halachically he's not from Mitzrayim. Because the whole thing, Sancherev came and checked. So it's only, today is not relevant.
I'm asking, like, when he says Dor Asiri, means forever or after like 10 or 11 generations they can be.
I have to double check. I think Gamdor Asiri means more, even more.
It's not like Egyptian
no.
Three generations.
No.
So Mitzri, back then, who would they marry a girl?
They would marry Gieris to Mitzri.
Their grandkids would be able to
marry. Anyway, so the Torah says L'yave Amayni Omayavi B'kal Hashem. That means obviously not a guy. We're talking about a ger from Amin Amayav cannot marry a Jewish girl. Now Rus was a Mayav, right? Granted, she converted, but she's a Mayavia. So Pleni Almayni was a great man, said, I can't marry her because she's a Giyaris from Mayav. And when the Torah says, Yalayavi Amaini Umayavi, it means male and female. Okay? So therefore, I can't marry her. Bayez disagreed, and we'll soon see the Mepharshim discuss exactly what happened over there. Bayez disagreed and said, the fact that the Torah says Amaini, which is male, Umayavi male means only male converts of Amin Umayav can't. But female converts could. So Baya said, it's not true, the halacha is that they could. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rababu says, why did Baya take 10 people? Not for the chuppah. He took to publicize the halacha that it's only a male and not a female.
In the court.
And he says the proof of it, the Isal Kadaitech Lebracha, if it was only for a minion, Leisagi Lelav Skenim, why didn't he need Skenim? It says, Bayez took 10 Skenim, Skenim scholars. You don't need a minion of scholars at a wedding, you need a minion. So Rabbi said, why exactly does he take 10 Skenim? Because he wanted to publicize the halacha. What did he want to publicize? That's what he wanted to publicize. And then the Gemara says, V'idach. Okay, so why does Rav Nachman learn out from that pasuk that you need a minyan? Why couldn't they do it? But maybe the pasuk teaches us that he taught it to teach the halacha, that Amayni and not Amaynis. Because then you didn't need a minion. To publicize Allah, you don't need a minion. So why did he need a minion? To publicize Allah, you don't need a minion. So why do the Gemara says, no, it's not true, ain't. The Firsumid the Mimilsa, to publicize something, you need a minion. Why? Because Armel Ishmael Rav Chan in Baghdad also, the Shmuel said Rav Chan from Baghdad, Puk Abai Sili Be'asara. Go bring me 10 people. Ve'eim aloch ban payu. And I will say to you in their presence, Hamazaka lu'ubir kana. If somebody makes a kinyan for a baby who is not born yet, it's a good acquisition. Ve'hilchasa hamazaka lu'ubir kana. The halacha is it's not good. In other words, like this. Well, you see from that Gemara, Shmuel wanted to publicize a halacha. So what did he tell this rabbi from Baghdad? Bring me a minion, I want to publicize it. So in other words, the Gemara is just going back and forth. Everybody agrees You need a minyan for a wedding. The question, do we learn not from Bayez, or do we learn not from the other pasuk? So one opinion says we learn not from Bayez, because the other pasuk means that the baby is also praised Hashem. Not that you need a minyan for a wedding. The other one said from Bayez is not approved, because maybe you took the 10 elders to publicize a halacha. Okay, this is the discussion in the Gemara. By the way, this brings down, it says like this. He says at the bottom, he brings out of an Nefashim interesting concept. Why didn't they know this halacha? If there was such a halacha, Amaini, Vilei Amain, only male and not female, why didn't they know that halacha?
Such a strict prohibition that they were afraid.
But it says, no, he says an interesting, from the Mefarshim, he says an interesting point. Amin and Mayav were such Jew haters. Nobody ever became a Jew from them. Not male, not female. So it wasn't a practical halacha that people would know.
Ruth?
No. So that's why when Ruth came, it was like a new thing. It was a Chiddush. Oh, Ruth. So that's when now, so Bayaz, who was a Shefet, who was one of the Jewish, he knew the halacha. But, like he brings down, and this is known, that up to David and Melech's time, they still, no, people didn't know this halacha. Yishai, we discussed this, Yishai divorced his wife, because he was a descendant from Rus, and he said, I'm not a kosher Jew.
Even after the court?
Even after this court.
Wow. So how did David Melech become king?
Because the halacha was wrong. The halacha is
that
Rus. Yeah.
So who proved that the court was right, David
Melech? Huh?
If Yishai didn't believe in it, so
right.
Who proved
he was
that
the
because
David,
no, so. He brings down from the Gemara in Yevamos that Shmuel HaNavi said this is the halacha in the days of David Melech.
Oh,
no. He said he was a Navi. He said this is the halacha.
So
they're only male and not female.
So you couldn't find this out before you divorced his wife?
Does it say in the Torah only females, not males? Does it say in there?
What?
Does it say in the Torah when you can marry female Moabites? Not whatever.
Huh? If they convert, not if they're Goyim. You're talking about even a male Amin Ger cannot marry a Jewish girl.
Did Yishai remarry?
No, he probably had a few wives. Secondly, no, those everybody had wives. But, he thought he was no good.
Right. So when Shmuel came out and said it's okay,
he stayed married to his wife anyway. He made her pregnant with David afterwards. She tricked him.
Huh?
His wife tricked him.
But I thought she divorced her.
He didn't divorce her. He separated from her.
Oh, separated.
Okay. He separated from her and then she became pregnant from him. That's so right. He thought David HaMelech was a mamzer.
Oh, I see.
That's why he threw David HaMelech out.
One second. Because the mamzer, because... Okay.
No, because he separated himself from his wife.
Right.
Then when he found out his wife was pregnant,
oh,
it was really from him.
Oh, she tricked. Okay, I don't know the story.
So he thought that she became pregnant from another man. And they were still married.
Oh, I see.
So he said, oh, David HaMelech is a mamzer. So he threw him out of the house. When Shmuel HaNavi was looking for a king, that's when he authenticated the halacha that only the male, not the female.
Didn't he knew the halacha that you have to wait 3 months?
How did he know
months?
The halacha? No one else did.
Exactly, punct the detail. Maybe it was after 3 months.
How did he know?
Shmuel HaNavi.
How did he?
Mashiach told him.
And no one else did.
Mashiach told him.
Who?
Mashiach.
Oh. Navi can say the halacha?
Yeah, Shmuel had a best din. The Rambam says Shmuel based din. Okay.
Where is he now? In New York.
Okay, now one more thing before we get into there's very few Rashi. We're going to learn from Taisus and a very, very interesting Taisus, and even though they're really out of order. Then Shmuel said another din. Hamazaka le'uber kana. And the Gemara said, Dalach is a mazaka le'uber loy kana. Okay, that was the end of the Gemara we just learned. What does that mean? It means like this. I'm going to elaborate on, because Tesis that we're going to learn is very interesting Tesis. Not a hard one, very interesting Tesis. Can I sell you something that doesn't exist?
You can try.
Well,
you can try.
Can you be makne, what's called in Hebrew? With a mafkid? Mafkid. First page of a mafkid. Can you be makne dover shalei bola ilam? In other words, I'm not talking about commodities, I'm not talking about all that stocks, I'm talking about in halachim. Can I sell you fruits from a tree that didn't grow yet?
No.
Okay. So the Chachamim hold no, because it doesn't exist. How can he sell you something that doesn't exist? The Meir holds, because the trees exist. So the Meir holds, Makna Dover, Oda Makna Dover Shalei Boleilam. The Meir says, a person could sell something that doesn't exist in the world. The Gemara explains, according to the Meir, not Stamazei, but if there's a tree, and the tree normally bears fruit, so even though the fruits are not there yet, the mayor holds they could sell the fruit.
Like you buy land according to how many homer of wheat it produces.
Yeah, but then you're buying the land. The land is here. I'm talking, can I sell you fruits that don't exist? Now, obviously, well, what's the difference? Big deal. If the fruits come and we both agree, what's the problem? Right? The issue is, if when the fruits come, I change my mind. Or you change your mind. So if the kinyan was valid, you can't change your mind.
Or
if the acquisition,
something may happen, they may not come. A flood or...
Yeah, but that's unforeseen. What happens if I sell you the figs on this tree that didn't grow yet? The tree is there, the figs are not there yet. And then later I said, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to buy it. So the question is, if the acquisition is good, because he could sell something that's not in the world, then he can't change your mind. If it's not a good Kenyan, then yeah, then I could change my mind. Now the question is like this. Can I sell something to somebody who doesn't exist yet? First, we're talking about a case, I'm selling you something that you exist, I exist. I'm selling you something that doesn't exist.
The baby in the womb.
The question is, can I be makna? Can I give acquisition to somebody who's non-existent yet?
She's the pregnant, the mother?
Oh, so we'll see. In the
especially if you don't know if he's a girl or a boy.
No, it doesn't matter. You can give her a girl. No, in other words, the question is, or there's two cases, by the way. And we'll see when Lynn takes it, we'll discuss it a little bit. What happens if a woman's not pregnant yet? And said, I'm giving this for the child you will have.
Who says you'll have?
I'm saying, I'm giving this to the child you will have. A year and a half later, she has a baby. She wasn't pregnant at the time, yeah? Can I do that or not? Does the baby acquire it?
I would say no.
Or, one second, or what happens if she's pregnant? Is that called a baby yet? Because the baby's part of the mother. He is in the world. What's he in Tesis?
There's no guarantee.
He is in the world. He's not in the world.
You can give it, but is it binding?
So one second.
Yeah,
so Shmuel, we're talking about is it binding? Can I change my mind? So Shmuel told this Rav Chana from Baghdad, get me 10 people. I want to publicize the halacha hamazake leuber. If you make an acquisition for a fetus, in other words, the woman's pregnant already, it's good. And the Gemara rules, the halacha is loikani. It's not good. Okay? Because that's what Rabbi Yechanan holds, in, Rabbi Yechanan argues in Shmuel, in the Gemara Bava Basra. Shmuel holds, I can give something to a fetus even though he's not born yet. Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara there in Bava Basra, says you can't. But the Gemara just wanted to prove, you see, to publicize, halacha Shmuel asked for a minion. So that's why Bayez took a minion to publicize. Let's see this thesis, the second thesis.
Halachically, when the baby has his own entity, like 3 months, or
that's in halacha. I mean, Taisus is not going into that much. Well, let's see Taisus, and then we'll maybe take it a step further. Hamizaka leuber kana. That's what Shmuel said, right? So he says the cheder Shmuel contradicts himself. Afa gab the Shmuel gufa, even though Shmuel himself pasik Rabbi Yechanan sandler. Passing like Rabbi Yechanan was a shoemaker. The magdish maisi yedei ishtei. if somebody sanctifies the work of his wife that she didn't do yet, hameser chulin, the leftover is chulin, they know the makdish dover shalei bala ilam, that he can't be makdish something which is not in the world yet. In other words, the guy has a wife. Now normally what the wife goes, works, belongs to the husband. Not nowadays. In biblical times, no, unless they make up a condition. In biblical times, the man had obligations, the women had obligations. Okay? Because the husband supported the wife, anything that she made, earned, belongs to the husband. Yeah? So what's the din if a guy says to his wife, he says, the future earnings of my wife are making hekdish. So Shmuel says it's not hekdish. Why? And he says, there ain't no the makdish dover shalei bala elam. Because Shmuel says he can't be makdish something, her earnings don't exist yet. The kol shekein, and definitely not, l'dover shalei bala elam, to somebody that's not in the world. In other words, like this, of the two, which is more logical? To give something that doesn't exist, or to give something to somebody that doesn't exist? Of the two, which one is less logical that it should be valid?
The person that doesn't exist.
The person that doesn't exist. At least, you exist, I exist. Okay, the object doesn't exist, but I can give you some. But if you don't even exist yet, how can I give you something that doesn't, that you don't even exist yet? So Taisa's question is like this. How could Shmuel in our Gemara say that if you give something to a fetus, the fetus acquires it? When Shmuel himself says that if a guy is makdish, he sanctifies, what his wife is going to be making later, it's not good. Why? Because he can't make hekdish for something that doesn't exist yet. So definitely not for an uber, for a fetus, for sure it can't be, because that's not existing yet. So today's question, Shmuel seemingly contradicts himself. Here Shmuel says, if you give something for a fetus, even though he's not here yet, I mean, she's pregnant, but he's not here yet, it's good. And by Hegdish, by his wife, he says it's no good. So today says, and where do we see this? Because the comment, the first parak of Gittin, the Gemara says, Afilu Rab Meir, even according to the opinion of Rab Meir, Damer Makne Adam Davar Shalei Bala Elam, Rab Meir is the opinion that says, I can sell you fruits that don't exist yet. But the Gemara says in Gittin, Hani Mili, but when does Rab Meir say you could do it? L'davar Shalei Bala Elam, to somebody who is existing. Avo L'davar Shalei Bala Elam, Le'amar. Right? So Taisa's question is a very simple question. Even Rab Meir, who says you could makdish something that doesn't exist, you could be makneh something that doesn't exist, holds that you can't do it if it doesn't exist, if the person doesn't exist. So why over here does Shmuel say you could? So Taisa is going to answer very simple. According to Shmuel, a fetus exists. It's in the world already.
One second.
So he says, Mikamakain Shmuel Chashiv Uber Bala Ilam. Shmuel considers a fetus existing. Now, I really should look it up in Cheshimish, but Pashtus, it's after 3 months.
But doesn't a fetus inherit?
Only after it's born.
After it's born.
And that's not that I'm giving it to them now, a gift. The question, can a father give a gift to his unborn child? Not Yerusha. Yerusha, inheritance is a whole different thing. The question is, can a father give a gift to a child that's not born yet?
But even a child doesn't come.
A child doesn't care, but somebody else could be kind for the child. And number two, no. The Gemara says, and it's brought on in Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat, that if a child's old enough to, like it says, Evan Vizorkei, something Vinotli. In other words, if a child is old enough to understand the difference between a rock which is worthless or something good, then if somebody else gives it to him, he could be kainer.
Halachically?
Yeah. In other words, a kid under bar mitzvah picks up a mitzvah in the street from hefker. Something free for all. A kid picks it up, minatayr is not kainet. Because he doesn't have das to be kainet. But the Gemara's expression is, if there's das acheres makna isay, if somebody else is giving it to him, then if he's old enough to know the difference between something good and something bad, then he could be kainet.
Our case,
Fidus
doesn't have any mind.
Yeah, but the question is, does the kid acquire it that when he gets older, or because he's giving it to him now, that ability he would have eventually, or through somebody else that the kid is acquiring it? He's going to be acquired through somebody else, probably. But Taisus is saying that according to Shmuel, an Uber exists. Then you have to say it's after 3 months. Because even a woman, Luka Paris, when they're pregnant, it says in Aloha, it's after 3 months. If she's pregnant a month or two, you don't have to.
Right, can I ask a side but, question on Tosu? You said Rav Yochanan has Sandler. I thought Rav Yochanan never worked, and Ilpa worked. And
No. This, Rav Yochanan sounds a Tana.
So Rav
Yechon and Dragas and Shmuel in this case is not Rav Yechon and Sandler.
Oh.
There were a bunch of Rav Yechonans. The Rav Yechon of the Gemara was an Amira.
That's with Rav Shlakish.
Right. Rav Yechon and Zakai, Rav Yechon and Sandler, you know.
So the
that's
one.
The system came from Sandler?
Yeah.
So the story with Ilpa was with Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlakish?
Yeah, Mikhail. They're all Chavedim, they're all Tamidim of Rebbe.
Is that what Schuster is? Schuster with the shoes?
Schuster? Schuster. Schuster. In Yiddish,
Schuster
is a shoemaker.
Schuster
is a shoemaker.
Yeah? So I guess somewhere in back. Maybe I came from Rabbi Yechon Sandler.
Yeah.
Darling.
So your ancestors were
shoemakers? Chabad.
Do I know? I don't remember them. Okay, anyway. So Taisus answers one thing. Either number one, according to Shmuel, an Ubert exists, because it's Bala Elam already. And now Tais is going to say another Svara. According to Shmuel, it makes more sense to give something to somebody that's not in the world, rather than if the object is not in the world. We just said normally it's the opposite. But Tais is going to say, according to Shmuel, it's better, it's stronger, to give something that exists in the world to somebody that's not in the world more than to give to somebody that is in the world something that's not in the world.
But if someone is not in the world, it's not...
Mele, when Rav Meir says that you makdish, Rabbi Hassan means, when you makdish the maisi, the ishtay, that's better than the other thing. So, Rabbi Yechazan knows you can't be makdish what your wife did because it's not in the world yet. But to the person that's not in the world, you could.
But that's not the halacha.
No, the halacha is even luber like. Okay, this is just another gemara.
How is it disconnected to the 10 people for the chuppah, this part?
It's not.
It's not.
The gemara just wanted to prove that Shmuel took 10 people to publicize a halacha. Because he said, if Nachman answered, how do you know Bayez needed 10 people to publicize halacha? You don't need 10 people to publicize halacha. 5 is enough. So Gemara says, no, I'll show you from another case in the Gemara. Shmuel wanted to publicize Ahlacha, and he took 10 people. So the Gemara just, the din wasn't Mzakul Uber, it's nothing to do with our Gemara. but just to prove that 10 people. But the bottom line of it, by the way, in order to do a chuppah, you must have 10 people. You can't do a bracha. That's what Gemara says clearly. Yeah. The only argument, where do we learn out from? From Bayez, we learn out from the Pasuk Ketil, from Makelet, Baruch HaKol Mikar Yisrael.
Do we call this Gezerat HaKotuv? Because by Birit Milah you said last week, and by
Birit Milah
you don't need
a minion. It's nice to have a minion.
We don't need.
No?
General, we don't need. So what is the logic that by Chufa you need 10 people?
It's a Gezer HaKosef.
It's a Gezer HaKosef.
Yep.
What do you mean? You even had the Pasuk.
Kedushin, you need to aid them, but Birchus Chsanim. Chufa, you need 10.
So how do we know that they have to be from? They are not Aidim. 10 Aidim?
You don't need 10 from people.
Oh, you don't need 10 from people.
It depends. You count the Mechal Shabbos to a minion or not.
Shabbat Brachas, you don't need 10 people?
You do need Shabbat Brachas. Again, it's also the same thing.
Shabbos people?
Isn't that different than minion?
You need 10...
What?
One second. You need 10 people for a minion.
Yeah.
Now. Who's kosher for a minion? That's a whole different topic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, same laws apply with regard to chuppah also. I mean,
chuppah, yeah. You need 10 people.
The same thing by minion is Gezerat HaKotuv. You need a 10 for a minion, right?
By
that's also
good.
Yeah.
No logic.
There's no logic.
So why would...
10 is Shleimus, 10 is 10 Sfiris, 10 is, you know... But Gezerat HaKotuv, the minion is 10.
But an 8 has to be kosher.
A witness has to be kosher.
Yeah. Why don't we learn the pasuk of the same pasuk as the Pasha Shlach with here?
How do you know you need a minion for a wedding?
Oh, it has
just to like be. Bris Mila doesn't need a minion. Today's Pasha is Eda, when the Torah says you need a minion, you need an Eda so you learn enough in the Meraglim. But you don't need 10 people for Bris Mila, so maybe you don't need 10 people for a wedding. And like we said, there's a machoik sort of a choy gun, and what's his name? You do Rabbi Yehuda Nagid, Rabbi Shmuel Nagid, is also a Rishon. If you need for Birchus Seidus, and also if you need a minion.
They were going in.
Huh?
They said they were going in, no?
Rabbi Shmuel Nagid was a Rishon.
They bring Kedushin with two Edim, and it's binding, it's like a regular marriage.
Okay, but not the Brachas.
I understand. So. But still, they consider to be married.
Correct.
Right?
Right. But the question to do the brachas of the wedding.
But the bracha doesn't ma'akev.
Correct. Well, the brachas are ma'akev for them to live together.
Does it?
Yeah. No. That's the chuppah birchas chasanim. That's the whole idea of nesuin.
What finalizes nesuin?
Rabban. Yeah, but you need a minion. No, we'll soon see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to, well, not today, but the Gemara is going to talk about what Birchus Chasanin is and what Birchus Eidus is in there. And the Gemara is going to discuss if it's been a Torah, Midrash, Rabban, and whatever.
In the old days, you did Kiddushi, and the way that the year they couldn't live together.
Right.
It's the Bracha that makes the Nisuin Chal?
And the Yichud.
But Bracha is not Midoraita. I don't understand.
Bracha is not Midoraita.
They are not.
No, except Birchus Atayra. No.
So, how could it make it happen besides Yichud? Yichud is what makes it happen, not the brachas.
Because Mekadish, I died to Rabbanim Mekadish. When you do Kiddush, it's based on what the Chacham wanted.
Everything also is the same thing?
Let me ask you a question.
I mean,
Avraham married Sarah. Yeah. Yitzchak married Rivka. Yaakov married Rachel and Leah. Yeah? Where did he get a minion? Love and Besuel, what do you get for a minion? There's no Chabad then, how did he get a minion?
Pre-Torah.
Yeah, it was before Matan Tatum.
That's why you were learning that you could undo the marriage because of that.
Right.
It's based on.
So even if the yichud is not done, it's still nisuin is valid.
Yep. By the way, there's another interesting tesis. Shenamar, look three tesis and further. Shinema v'ika v'beirat ha-sor ha-noshim. Yeah? Okay. Masechta Kala, Tosafot says, he bring another pasuk. It says, v'yivarchu es Rivka. When they said they blessed Rivka, so from there, whatever it means, it was 10. Ika l'meimar, oh no, so the question is, so maybe over there you didn't need a minion. So Tosafot says, ika l'meim dochem birchus Edison. Over there by Rivka, she didn't marry Yitzchok yet.
No.
Eliezer was sent as a shliach to do kedushin with Rivka, right? So if anything, it was birchus Edison. Because Masechtas Kalit says, how do we know there's a concept of birchus Edison? Because it says vayivarchu es Rivka, but there was no minion. So he said that's birchus Edison. And here's speaking about Bayas took for the chuppah. V'yesh lomid misham, Tosafot says it's interesting. From there, that Masechta Kali, you could learn interesting halacha. What happens if somebody's Mekadosh a woman through a shliach? Can you do Birchas Edison or not? So from the Rivka story, you see that they could. Eliezer was Yitzchok shliach to do the Kedushin. So Tosafot says, v'yesh lomid misham, that you could still do birchas edison, the isha miskadeshes aide shliach. The woman that did kedushin through a shliach, why? She eliyazer shliach haya. Okay, because he was a shliach. But the question is, how do you see from their minion? So Tosafot says, v'nira das machte ba'almehi das sorali mishtame me'osim. Tosafot says the pasuk vayivarcho es Rivka doesn't say anywhere there are 10 people. But le'ayri pashta the Quran, the simple pshat of the pasuk, Tosafot says, not speaking by birchas edison. When they blessed Rivka and they said, achesin ati, you know, the loving and besul gave her a bracha. Yeah? So, but Tosafot says, in pshat, it wasn't birchas edison. Right? And there were no 10 people there either.
Yitzchak wasn't there either.
Yitzchak wasn't. No, this is an interesting thing. That if a guy does kedushin through a shliach, from the story of Rivka, you see that you're able to do birchas edison.
And you also do nisuin through shliach?
No.
Why? No, I mean,
nisuin is to be able to live together. Nisuin is to be able to live together.
But you just said that bracha is sufficient. You don't need to have yichud.
No, eventually you need yichud.
Eventually.
But no, but that allows you to do the yichud.
What allows you?
The birchas nesuin with the chuppah.
So it's a shaliach. The shaliach is going
to
do...
Shaliach to do yichud?
No.
With an ashesish?
To do the bracha. He did the shaliach does the bracha.
But the shaliach is talking about doing the nesuin. Eliezer was a shaliach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the question over there, you had a din of an eved. The Rishonim already talk about this. Eliezer really was an eved, not a shliach.
Oh.
He said, an eved l'chayde can be a shliach. So they say before Matan Torah, an eved could be a shliach. But Eliezer does did kedushin. According to Masechtas Kala, the Tosafos brings down, that vayivarchu means birchas edison.
Okay.
You see from there, though, that you could do it through a shliach.
For kedushin.
That if you do kedushin through a shliach, you still do birchas edison. In other words, in the time of the Gemara, when they did edison and a year later kedushin nesuin, okay, at the time of kedushin they did birchas edison, right?
Okay.
So what happens if a guy sent a shliach to be mekadosh a woman?
It works.
It works.
Yeah.
Did they do birchas edison?
So that's what I'm saying.
Why that's what Tosafos is saying from the story of Rivka. L'chayde comes out, you can learn how to birchas edison.
Okay, how about nisuin? Why can't we do bircha nisuin through a shaliach? The bracha only.
But the chazan kav to be there.
No, I'm saying
the chazan kav don't make a bracha. Make the bracha for them. Okay. If they're not there. You can't have a wedding without a chassan and kal, in okay, case you didn't know.
That's they do it.
Only in West Hall you can have a chassan and a chassan. But you can't have a chassan and a kal.
No, you know, a lot of times over the phone with Persia. So it doesn't work with over the phone and from Persia they say the bracha? It doesn't work.
The Rebbe is of the opinion, B'chal, you can't use telephone for any of these things. Mashal, according to Halacha, when there's a get, the husband has to tell the Beis Din to write the get. That's the Halacha, he has to tell him to write the get. So can he say it through a telephone? So Mashal, the guy's in jail. By the way, it happens a lot.
Right.
The guy's in jail, he wants to give a get to his wife, and he can't get out of jail. So can he call the Beis Din on the phone and say, I'm making a shliach to give my get?
That's not
so according to most all Paskim, you can't do it, because it's not the Baal, it's a mechanically reproduced voice. So what they do nowadays, either the Beis Din goes to the jail and they write the get in jail,
right.
Or there's what's called Kisvu Tenu. Kisvu Tenu means a guy with two Edim goes to the jail, and they have a form, a special form, because Kisvu Tenu means write and give the get, and the husband says it in front of the Edom, and then the Edom sign it, and that paper is brought to the Beis Din. Based on that paper, the husband told them that they can write again.
Yeah, sure.